What I heard tonight from these young people is what I want to just say to you in close. Completely surrender to Jesus. Completely. Fully surrender to Jesus Christ. Live your life completely dependent on Jesus Christ. There was a time when the disciples that followed Jesus Christ, they had all come together and they started arguing about who was the best. I mean, they got into a heated discussion about just who was the best, not recognizing that they had the best part right there, Jesus Christ. And could you imagine actually walking with Jesus when he came down on the face of the earth? There he was, moving about, doing miracles. And then the guys that were following him were in an argument trying to figure out who is the best, who looks the best, who speaks the best, who's done better things in life, who's going to be more successful than the other person. And that's really not too far from those that allow their lives to be governed by pride and jealousy today. Today, many people are still competing, still trying to prove their value, still trying to figure out how they can get one up on the next person. And they had the nerve to actually come to Jesus in the middle of this discussion and ask Jesus, which one of us is the best? Could you imagine that? Could you imagine if Jesus was in the flesh and we all gathered together and said, we're going to ask Jesus, which one of us is the best? Lord have mercy. So the guys came to Jesus and they're all standing there with their hands on their hip, probably rocking that one leg. Jesus, we need to know now. Which one of us is the man? And in that moment, as the story goes, this true story of Jesus Christ, there was a little boy nearby. And Jesus walks over to the little boy, calls him over. I can imagine these disciples still huddled together going, he's getting ready to tell us. He's getting ready to tell us. I'm telling you, it's me, Peter. No, it's me, John. He loves me. No. It's me, Matthew. And then just going on and on and on, still trying to figure this out. And Jesus kind of, he walks over and he puts the little boy right in the middle of them. I can imagine them suddenly all just going quiet, trying to figure out what in the world is Jesus getting ready to say. And why is there this little, dirty little boy probably playing in the mud, playing in the dirt. He's just scruffy. He has no clue what's going on. He just came over because Jesus called him over. He was completely dependent on the voice of God. He has no idea, but he's just standing there. The only thing he knows how to do is just follow after whatever has been told for him to do. He's completely dependent on Jesus in this moment. He's just standing there around these big guys, around these grown men. And Jesus says, actually, he's the greatest out of all of you. That's what Jesus said. He said, he's the greatest out of all of you. These guys are standing there scratching their head like, what? Come on. You don't hear the way I talk, Jesus? You haven't kept track of my successes? I'm respected here in New York City. People talk about me. You haven't seen how many followers I got on Facebook? Come on. Wait a second, Jesus. The way I rattle off scripture, I remember everything that you said. I come to church all the time. What do you mean I'm not one of the great ones? What do you mean this little boy is? Come on now. My last caption was profound. You should have heard the comments that people were saying last thing I wrote on Facebook. They were like, you are deep. You are amazing. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Because this is what we do, though. We feel like in order to be fully surrendered to Jesus Christ, we have to prove our worth. When your value and your worth was solidified on the cross of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. so Jesus brings a little boy to prove a very important point, and that's this. He goes on to say, he's the greatest. This kid that doesn't even know life yet, has hardly even lived, but he represents someone who is dependent on me. He represents someone who's not living life as a know-it-all. I'll figure it out. I'll keep trying different things until I finally come into happiness. Actually, he needs me to tell him which way to go. And the way I called him over, he did it with a humble heart. And see, all of you here, Jesus said, he goes, if you don't turn from this attitude, if you don't change the way you think in your own efforts to get to me rather than allowing me to come to you and lead you, he goes, you can't be a part of my kingdom with that kind of pride. That pride gets in the way of God being your savior and leading you and allowing you to walk in complete victory in Christ Jesus. Tonight, don't let pride get in the way of you being completely surrendered to Jesus Christ. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, if you want to know truly that God is Savior and you are a new person in him, then there's that old person in our own pride and stubbornness. It has to die. It's the sin nature. That's what it is. Our jealousy, our competitive nature to be better than the next person rather than love someone. But you won't know how to love anybody until you receive the love of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm going to ask the musicians to come back because I want to pray for you tonight. I want to pray for anyone here that is willing to be bold just like these children. It is natural for you and I as human beings to desire joy, real joy, and life. Jesus came that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. He is the life giver. But stop trying to figure out life on your own when Jesus has come to give you life. You just surrender to him. Be like the little boy that was just standing there. He has no idea what to say, where to go, or what to do. But he responded to the voice of God. And my prayer tonight for you is that you would respond to the voice of Jesus Christ. Let's move pride out of the way, anger out of the way, disappointment, jealousy, despair, frustration, and let's just come to Jesus Christ and be fully surrendered. I don't know about you. I want the freedom to dance like those children without worrying about what anybody thinks about me. Would you stand up? Tonight, I want to encourage you. Listen to me. We've got a few minutes. I want to pray with you. I want to invite you to come to the front of this auditorium and I want to pray with you. And I want to encourage you to come like these little children that you saw tonight. You just come right up here and just say, you know what? I'm going to give my life completely to Jesus Christ. No back and forth. You heard Jonathan Padro say it tonight that the B choice, 20-80. Like I give a certain percentage to God, another percentage I just keep for myself. No more of that. Be fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. Be completely surrendered to Jesus Christ. Some of the stuff that you're involved in that is sin, and you know what it is, those things that you still stay connected to, let's break ties with that right now. And let's be fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. And maybe some of you, you've been coming here to church for a long time. You come regularly, or you come quite often, or periodically. I don't know. It doesn't matter to God. He just desires all of you right now. He desires all of you. And when you allow God to occupy all of you, there's victory in the name of Jesus. There's victory of life. There's joy, unspeakable joy. You want to experience unspeakable joy? Then be fully surrendered. Don't split percentages with Jesus and the world. Jesus is very selfish. He wants all of us. So will you start making your way down? Now just say, hey, excuse me, I just got to step out. I just want to come. I want to come just like a little child and be fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. I want you to come forward right now. You just make your way out of your seat. No embarrassment. You just come. Take a hard look at your life. Have you surrendered completely to Jesus Christ? Come forward. Just hang out with me right up here to the front. Fully surrendered. Man, I want to dance. I want to clap. I want to sing. I want real joy. Anybody else who's done competing with the ways of man, done trying to keep up with what people think about you? Anybody else ready just to surrender and say, you know what? I look at myself time and time again in the mirror, and I wish I was somebody else, or I wish I looked like this, or I wish this could happen for me. But my encouragement to you now is to give your life to Jesus, so that the next time you look in the mirror, you know, I belong to Jesus, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Meaning this, God has made no mistakes about my life. I was created in the image of God. No more competing. No more trying to prove your value. You're already valuable to God. He loves you. We're going to just sing this song. And as you're here, up here right now, just say, man, God, take my life. Take all of it. I surrender completely. I surrender completely. You just, as they're worshiping right now, we're just going to sing one song and then we're going to close. And you just say, take my life, take all of it. Say, take all of it. And God is faithful to receive us as his own and to bring healing into your life. Amen. Freedom reigns in every heart that is here. Freedom reigns in your heart. Freedom reigns. No more bondage. No more addiction. Jesus. Jesus. Kiki, I'm going to ask you to come back out here. Just lift your hand right now. God is healing right now. God is healing the wounded hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. You know what? You just open up your mouth right now. Everyone that's here, everyone here in the house of the Lord, could you just start praying? God is doing something special right now. Oh God, come on, every believer right now, we need to hear you praying for these people. There's a healing work that's happening. We're almost done, but God is doing something right now in the name of Jesus. And all that are up here right now, you just open up your mouth and just say, I surrender my life completely to you. You just say that now. I surrender my life completely to you. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, right now, you open up your mouth. I surrender my life, Jesus, completely to you. I surrender it all. I surrender it all. Come into my life, Jesus. I want you to say that. Come into my life, Jesus. Be my Savior. Heal my heart. Change me forever. Forgive me of my sins. Live inside of me. Make me a new person. I come to you, Jesus, in need of you. I've tried to do it on my own. I've tried everything outside of you. But I come to you, Jesus, and I look to you as my Savior. Thank you, God, for loving me just the way I am. I can't fix things, but I know you can fix everything. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody, just stretch your hand forward.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you so much for your presence that's right here, right now, my God. I just pray for every single heart that has responded, God, that you would continue to break down every single wall, my God, that you would continue, Lord, to enter in and let them know that you love them so much, Lord. There is nothing that they have done. There is nothing that they have ever, that they ever would do, oh God, that could change that fact, my God. You brought them here for a purpose, oh God, because they have purpose, Lord Jesus. I rebuke the enemy and all the lies that he's been whispering in their ears, oh God. I rebuke the enemy, Lord, and we cast him out right now, oh God, because even as they turn around, oh God, he's prepared to fight, oh God, but you are greater, my God. You are more than able, oh God, to stand on their behalf, Lord Jesus. So we stand with them, the body. You guys raise your voices right now and war after these souls right now, because the enemy has no place in their lives. They belong to God, and I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that they have surrendered their lives to you, my God. So I pray as soon as they turn around, Lord, that you would set their feet on the right ground, Lord, that they would walk, oh God, in purpose, that they would walk in identity, oh God, that they would walk where you want them to walk, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. That is the beauty, and that is our weapon against the enemy, because we have a helper. So I pray, Lord, and it's your promise, God. So I come before you boldly, oh God, and I ask you to fulfill your promise right now and allow your Holy Spirit to fall on these that have come forward, oh God. Even those who are wrestling in their seats right now, those that can't resist, a seat cannot resist, God. He is able to push past these aisles and meet you right where you are. So if you're in your seat right now and you want this God that we're talking about, raise your hand. He's there to meet you. Don't walk out this door. Don't walk out those doors missing an opportunity to have your life changed forever. And it's forever because there's an eternity waiting for you. God is waiting for you. Some of you have walked in here and you think you're just going to walk out and do the same thing over and over again. But God is saying today that he can change that, because he is more than able to change your life. He made you. He put everything together. He made you. No doctor can tell you who you are. No teacher, nobody. God can tell you who you are because he made you. So I just thank you, God, for what you're doing in every single life right here, Lord. And I anticipate the day, whether it's on this side of eternity or on the other side of eternity, oh God, where I can hear all that you've done in their lives, Lord. Because you are faithful through the ups and you are faithful through the downs. And I pray that they would remember you in both ways, oh God. Every heartache, every up, every down, God, that they would grip and know that your hand is right there with them, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do, Lord Jesus. Fill them with joy and fill them with peace as they walk out of these doors. May they not hang their head down low anymore, Lord, because they have a Savior, they have a Father, they have a warrior who's fighting on their behalf. So, Lord, they have nothing to be ashamed or sad about, Lord Jesus. You are fighting on their behalf. You are a lion, oh God, and I thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.